Mr. Sims, a question. Would it be possible, based on just the conversation just a little while ago, when there is a neighborhood and because there's a road in the way, so they no longer qualify for that 200-yard notification, can there...
200 feet.
200 feet, I'm sorry. And I meant to say that, thank you. Is there a way that exceptions can be made in instance like that? So the signs across the street, but they didn't get the notification or whatever. This may be something that has just come up, and it's just because of the email that was distributed this evening that I'm asking. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if this has happened before, but is it a possibility?
Sure. There's the state law, what we have to do by state law, and that speaks to the 200 feet. And then there are other things we do, as you're talking about, just as a courtesy. Two things that we do as a courtesy, typically, if a neighborhood, an HOA or a neighborhood association is registered with the city, they have to be registered with the city, we'll typically send out a notice to that HOA. The other thing we do is physically put the signs out, and we don't have to do that, but we physically put the signs out on the properties too, so folks can know about that. So those are the two things we do above and beyond the requirement.
Okay, thank you.
All right, yes,
Mr. Sims, before you go away, on the signs, when there is a property that has that's facing two different streets, can we put signs on both streets in the future?
We've been trying to do a better job of that. I know there was one recently that we had a request, and we went out and added. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.